Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Friday, January 21st through the weekend. First, the weather. Look for more rain over the next couple of days in advance of a cool down over the weekend and into Monday. Let's get things started in Miami Beach. The city's building official has issued a demolition order for the historic Deauville Beach Resort following an inspection of the deteriorating hotel. City commissioners were informed that building official Ana Salguero had declared the demolition order for the unsafe structure of the Deauville. The hotel was built in 1957 and hosted the Beatles, Frank Sinatra, and John F. Kennedy. Salguero confirmed the findings of an engineering report submitted by the owners of the Deauville, who have sought to tear the building down. The owner's engineering report found that the building had exceeded its lifespan. In food news, Burger Bob's is closing for good. The burger joint on the Granada Golf Course in Coral Gables will take its last orders next month. The shutdown is happening despite lease extensions, rent forgiveness, and community support to save the diner. Last month, 85-year-old owner Robert Bob McGuire signed a lease extension with the city that gave him until the end of March to continue operating. In airline news, a London-bound American Airlines flight that left Miami had to turn back more than an hour into its trip after a passenger refused to wear a mask and became disruptive. The mask drama happened Wednesday night, while the American Airlines Boeing 777 was about 34,000 feet over the Atlantic, just off the coast of the Carolinas on the way to London's Heathrow Airport. American Airlines didn't specify the disruptive behavior, but it was enough to have the flight return to Miami International Airport, where police were waiting at the gate. Miami-Dade police said the woman got off the plane and was dealt with administratively by the airline's staff. Police said they did not arrest her and no one was injured. In sports, the Miami Heat has been one of the Eastern Conference's best teams this season. But there are still some questions surrounding the team. What can the Heat become when Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler, and Kyle Lowry finally play a sustained stretch together? And how will the potential return of Victor Oladipo change things? In this week's episode of the Heat Check podcast, Associated Press NBA writer Tim Reynolds joins the Miami Herald's Anthony Chang and David Wilson to answer those questions and more. Find Heat Check wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And finally, in travel news, the travelers have spoken, and we are not surprised by what they have to say. Everybody wants to come to Key West and Miami Beach. TripAdvisor has just released its 2022 Traveler's Choice Awards for destinations, and as you might expect, Key West and Miami Beach are two of the most popular destinations in the United States. Key West ranks number 4, with Miami Beach 8. Despite ongoing interference from COVID, travelers are ready to roll this year. In a recent survey, 71% of Americans said they are likely to travel for leisure in 2022. The most popular travel destination in the U.S. was Las Vegas, followed by Oahu and Maui in Hawaii. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com. And stay healthy.